Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Kendall from Lakewood is. Kendall, are you there?
I am.
And Kendall, did you by chance catch the cheat sheet during the men's room yesterday at 5:40?
No, I listen to them every day, but I didn't.
It's okay. Don't feel bad about that. We're on the same level playing field, and I think that's a good thing.
All right, Steve, time for you
Clearly
to get out of here.
Clearly she disagrees.
If you're playing along at home, Kendall will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
How many days are in September?
31.
No.
Oh, 30.
Yes. Special Weapons and Tactics is better known as what?
SWAT.
Yes. How many times has Carmen Electra been married?
4?
No.
3?
No.
5?
No. What is the name of the oven used in pottery?
Oh, a kiln.
Yes. What stone fruit comes in Red Haven and Harmony varieties?
Wait, repeat that?
What stone fruit comes in Red Haven and Harmony varieties?
Fig?
No.
Orange?
No.
Lemon?
No. What type of animal was the star of the movie Babe?
Oh, a pig.
Yes. What was the first vitamin to be discovered and named?
D?
No.
A?
Yes. What is the capital of Cuba?
Oh, Havana?
Yes. What part of the body contains about 25% of your bones?
Femur?
No.
Rib?
No.
Spine?
No. But we got you down for 6, Kendall. Well done.
Hey.
I think it is good. But will Steve be as good?
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Are you ready?
Okie dokie.
How many days are in September?
30.
Yes. Special Weapons and Tactics is better known as what?
SWAT.
Yeah.
And that means we're going to have the Green Day song going all day today,
boy.
Right?
How many times has Carmen Electra been married?
Dennis Rodman, Dave Navarro. 2.
Yes. What is the name of the oven?
I don't
know.
Oh,
what is
like
the name
her.
Of the oven used in pottery?
Oh, a ceramic oven.
No.
The ghost
no.
movie. a clay oven.
No. What stone fruit comes in Red Haven and Harmony varieties?
A tomato?
No.
Strawberries?
No.
Blueberries?
No. What type of animal was the star of the movie Babe?
Babe is a pig.
Yes. What was the first vitamin to be discovered and named?
Vitamin D.
No.
Vitamin A?
Yes. What is the capital of Cuba?
Of course. Havana.
Yes. What part of the body contains about 25% of your bones?
Your hand.
No.
Your foot.
Yes. How many feet separate the bases in Major League Baseball?
That would be 90.
Yes. Steve, you just got 8, and that is a win, 8-6. Sorry, Kendall.
So rude.
You are rude.
Wow. I'm so sorry.
I'm the best.
I don't think you're that sorry.
I'm the best.
I would have sucked to have her as a classmate every time you do better in class. She's like, you're being rude to me.
She did know, though, that the name of the oven used in pottery is a kiln.
Well, good for her. That's pretty rude, if you ask me.
And apparently, neither of you know what stone fruit comes in Red Haven and Harmony varieties, a great song by the Presidents of the United States
Peaches.
Of America. There you go. Peaches for free. You can leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app anytime you please. And Steve, you're a man about town recently. There was a voice message about someone spotting you.
I saw Miggs' Instagram story, and he was at the aquarium. And my family and I were thinking about going, but we have not gone yet since they've made the renovations. And I was just curious what he thought of it.
Oh, yes. The renovations did happen.
And so how long had it been since you were at the aquarium before the renovations?
It's been a couple of years. It's definitely been before all the crazy construction that's happening down over by the pier. I remember seeing it. I'm like, when are they going to be done with all this stuff? And then it just, Danny, you've gone to the aquarium. You're a member.
I am a proud member of the Seattle Aquarium.
That's right. In fact, it was weird when we were there right in the sea otter exhibit. Danny was just swimming with the sea otters.
That's part of the membership, dude. You just get to swim with them.
Perks.
They even have a plushie of Danny that you can purchase. It's crazy. But yes, so this is the first time I've gone. Have you gone since the renovations?
I have.
What are your thoughts?
I thought it was beautiful. Just everything that they kind of did with that huge tank that they have in the new one.
That tank, when you first walk in, it's like, wow, this is high. This is cool.
And then you can go on top of the tank and see it from the top, which was just kind of like... However, I will say that I thought it was going to be a lot bigger of an exhibit than just the one tank.
I'll be honest with you. It's nice. I'm going to say it is very nice. It's a lot of fun. Tatum had a blast. It's a really well made. I agree with you. It's visually stunning.
Yeah.
It is way overpriced. It is insane how much money we spent just to go as a family of three to the aquarium.
Now, are you talking just getting in the doors, or did you buy lots of things as you have been known to do in other situations?
Yes and yes. But I'm not even counting. You know what? Let's have a fun little game.
Oh,
jeez. How much money do you think poor Steve Miggs had to spend
for
a family of three to park and attend, go into the Seattle Aquarium?
Does this include tchotchkes or anything that you bought? This is just parking and getting inside.
I'm not even including the digital photos that you could get while you're in there. I'm saying...
I'm sure you got.
Kind of, sort of. They still have the watermark on it because I refuse to pay. I'm just talking about tickets and parking for 2 hours.
Oh, let's go $120.
$120. Danny, what are you thinking?
I think you're way under. I'm going to go with... $325.
Hey, you're way over.
Am I?
Yes, thankfully.
Surprising to me.
If you include dinner, the stuffies, and everything else, and maybe I was pushing a little bit close to that, we are talking about $142 for the tickets, I believe it was.
What?
And that's for the child price. I almost was ready to look at Tatum like, you are under 3 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was insane.
Oh my gosh.
And then the park right across the street, which was my mistake that I'm parking that close. But, you know, I've got my wife and my kids, so it's kind of, I'd be willing to walk miles to avoid paying this kind of money. It was $50 to park for 2 hours, $25 a freaking hour.
See, here's the thing. The reason that I overshot was because when we went, we could not find parking for less than $85.
It was insane.
Gosh.
So $192, and that doesn't even include the plushies that we got and a few other little things here and there. But I was just like, I cannot believe this. So, you know, my kid's having a great time, but I'm looking at it through that lens. Like, this is not worth $192. This is not worth $100. Where the hell are the sea otters? I paid $192,000, and I haven't even seen a sea otter.
You better get to take a pet otter home with you for that price.
So then all that happens, and we go get, you know, dinner, Moto Pizza. That was fantastic. We ended up getting some ice cream at Salt and Straw. That was fantastic as well. But, you know, this was a pricey day. Then we're stuck in traffic for, like, forever. And as I'm driving home, Tatum, who's still glowing from a great day. So that's, to me, it's like, okay, it's worth it. My child had a great day. You know, I'm a firm believer in that. You know what? Sometimes you just got to be a little lighter in the wallet to create family memories. And she just, I wish I had my phone recording this, because she just goes, that was the best day ever. Thanks, Mom. It took everything in my power to not slam my head against my own steering wheel in my car. And I'm like, thank God. My wife's like, well, my dad also was involved in this as well. Long pause. But it was your idea, Mom.
I was going to say, whose idea was it?
Like, yeah, Mom.
Kids are the best.
I've never been sadder.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Congratulations to former Seahawks star Sean Alexander. He and his wife have announced that they're expecting another baby. And this is child number 14.
How much would it cost for him to go to the aquarium?
You don't want to even know. Many have already been voicing their opinions on this, so we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Former Seahawks star and 2005 NFL MVP Sean Alexander made this announcement on the Up and Adams show that he and his wife, Valerie, are expecting another child. And this is number 14.
We're just now starting to tell people, but number 14 is in the belly. We have had 10 girls, 3 boys.
I'm listening to everything you're saying, Sean, but I'm stuck on how many children?
This would be number 14.
14.
Did you say 10 daughters?
Yes.
That sounds like hell. I mean, I'm one of 3, and it was hell.
I don't know, man. Also, but 4 boys? That also, I mean, that sounds like a lot of trips to the ER.
Oh, my gosh. All of it all sounds very expensive as well.
No, I had to do a Google search, because I was like, if I remember correctly, he was in the news many, many, many years ago for saving himself before marriage.
Oh.
Until marriage, sorry, not before marriage. So he clearly has been going to work ever since he got married. He's like, now I can have sex. I'm going to do it often.
A lot, yes. He's 48 years old. 14th child is on the way. Nice. And so many, of course, have voiced their opinions on this, Steve Miggs, which means we must go straight to the comments.
So we found a lot of comments about Sean Alexander having a lot of kids. And I was like, well, who better to read these comments than someone who's had a lot of kids?
Sean Kemp.
I think it's like, honestly, in the world of celebrities,
Nick Cannon.
Yeah. That was my first choice. But unfortunately, they did not have a robot version of Nick Cannon. So I had to go with somebody who once played Jesus. I think he played Jesus. Or he was in, oh no, he directed a movie about Jesus.
Mel Gibson.
Yes, thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. Thankfully, Danny was tracking, who apparently has 9 children.
Wow.
Yes. So here's Robot Mel Gibson reading comments about Sean Alexander and his lovely wife expecting their 14th child.
Sir, put down the and step away from the wife.
Seriously. Potent.
He just sneezes and they're having a kid.
He's creating a whole football team.
That is very true.
Maybe that's the strategy.
We need to have some more boys then.
Yeah.
I only have two and I'd cry at this point in my life if this happened.
I only have one and I would cry if that happened.
Same.
Also, I'd be having a lot of explaining to do if we went from 1 to 14 that quickly.
Imagine being the middle child, their seventh child. That poor seventh child's birthday is just Tuesday for them.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I bet it's tough to get attention in that household.
That would be an interesting conversation. Obviously, not all of them are probably old enough to have, like, you know, a full-on chat, but I would love to, like, get a peek inside the mind of, do you feel like your parents are attentive to you? Because that I feel like it would be hard to be attentive to, like, five kids, let alone 14.
I'd have to get a loan just to go on a family vacation.
I mean, thank goodness he has, you know,
millions.
Former professional athlete money, because how else can you do that?
Oh, this just he's re-signing with the Seahawks right now.
They need a TV or something else to do while in the bedroom.
Yeah, like or like condoms.
I bet he don't have a garage at home because he'd have to pull out.
Oh, gosh. Now we've gone down a weird road.
I get it. Man, the minute they traded Hutch, all protection for Sean was gone.
Oh, so it's Steve Hutchinson's fault.
Yes, yes.
I like that one.
Well, we know what kind of donut he likes based on how many kids he has.
Wow. No. Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. And we got one more comment. We'll just move on.
I think it's funny that everyone is losing their mind about his 14th. But I never heard sh** about his 13th. So 14 kids is where we start wondering, what the f***?
Yes, yes.
I mean, are any of them, did they have any twins or triplets? Or is this all just one-offs?
He's 48. I got to imagine they've had a couple of twins. They had to have had at least one set of twins.
That just sounds like complete chaos. I can imagine how expensive Christmas time is.
Everything. Like you said, like with the vacation, imagine going to Disney World or Disneyland. Imagine going to, hell, the Washington State Fair was expensive for a family of three. I can't even imagine for a family of 16.
Maybe they just feel bad for you and just let you in at that point. They're like, oh, you look like you're really in it, so here you go.
And here's a drink ticket.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are so excited to be having a playoff party for our Seattle Mariners this Saturday at the Hall in Occidental. Steve.
Yes.
What time is that party happening?
We don't know just yet. Hopefully we'll find out soon, but it's going to be happening on Saturday. It's going to be a great time. So if you just want to be a part of that atmosphere, because we can't get tickets to go into the game, but it'd be fun to be hanging out outside of T-Mobile Park, which the Hall on Occidental is an awesome spot.
When we walked in there a couple weeks ago, we knew we wanted to have a party there someday, and it's happening this Saturday.
You look at that place and we're like, this place is home.
Oh, yes. You can go get the details at KISW.com. If there's one thing we know for certain, it's that the world never slows down, Steve Miggs, and pop culture is a very busy place.
Super busy.
So we have gone through so many stories this morning, and we're ready to tell you what's trending. What's
trending on the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have separated after 19 years of marriage. I know, Danny, don't cry. They have not filed for divorce yet, but they're living separately.
Sources, I mean, how are we supposed to believe in love if these two can't stay together?
Sources are saying that Nicole tried to save the relationship, but they have been living apart since the summer. She's taking care of the daughters while Keith is touring and settling into his new home in Nashville.
I did see the story and it said like 19 years, which I think that's just such a fascinating thing, like to know, like besides like, I mean, there's certain reasons why, obviously, yes, you can. The relationship needs to end. But, like, I think it's just so interesting. Someone would be with somebody for 19, 20 years and then one day just be like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I want to know what else is going on in there.
What was the longest relationship you were in before Brad?
Maybe, like, 7 years.
Okay, yeah.
What about you?
Four-ish. I feel like I had a lot of three to four-year relationships. So I remember, like, even with Sid, I'm like, oh, hitting that 4-year marker. It's like I've had like a bad luck. That's like been like the bad luck number. So once we got past that, I knew we were good to go.
Oh, look at you guys.
And now
thriving.
Here we are coming up on 15.
Yeah, you got to get that gift nailed down.
Yeah, okay, I'll keep working on that. Maybe I could get her a Patrick Mahomes headband. Now, how about that for
where
a
do
segment?
You get one of those?
You get them from a crazy lady in New York, apparently. There's, you know, we already heard about Philly's Karen. That's the lady that stole, well, not stole, but like she aggressively took a ball and got mad at somebody at a Phillies game for catching a foul ball or a home run ball. I can't remember which one. But now we have somebody in New York, and they're calling her the Giants Karen because, well, she got mad at some kid who apparently Patrick Mahomes was trying to give a kid his headband. And like the kid's a big Patrick Mahomes fan and all that kind of stuff. But the lady just grabbed it from the kid and was just like trying to pull the "it's mine now." In fact, she posted a video when the backlash started because, like we were talking about before, these days, videos are being recorded everywhere, whether it's the professional cameras, cell phones. At some point, it seems like something will show up on camera.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, she did not care that people had issues with her taking the headband from the kid, and here she is talking about it.
I am not a thief. That little boy, when Mahomes came, if you look at the video, both of our hands was on it. I didn't look in Mahomes' eyes to see where is he looking. I just seen he's handing out something. I put my hand, both of our hands was on it. I took it. Why didn't they stop me and say, "Hey, yo, give it to my son or my brother"? But no one didn't say nothing to me. But now you are posting it 1 week later, telling me that I'm a thief. I'm not a thief. I'm not.
She also went on to say also that the boy needs to learn how to be a man.
Oh, my gosh. You're making it worse, lady.
Apparently, then the backlash continued. She then offered up an update saying, "Hey, I'll give the headband to the kid."
Oh, my gosh. What is wrong with people? There's a man claiming to be the great-great-great-nephew of Colonel Sanders. And he's saying that KFC blocked him for complaining about them sexualizing Colonel Sanders.
Blocked him where? Like on like Instagram?
Yes. He leaked their secret chicken recipe as a result, and this is him explaining why he's taking such measures.
Kentucky Fried Chicken has blocked me on social media. Okay. For those who are new, I'm Colonel Sanders' great-great-great-nephew. I'm the last Sanders in his family line. Over the last decade, they have sexualized my uncle for marketing purposes.
Yeah. I've never felt sexually attracted to Colonel Sanders.
You haven't?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. That guy with his white beard and his fried chicken.
I was just saying the fried chicken. Every time I think about those, what, 11 seasonings, I'm like, hey.
I mean, I can't stand up after having a bowl of their mashed potatoes either.
Just take a couple of minutes.
Delicious.
They have encouraged fans to sexualize him as well.
Wait, are we missing on like erotic fan fiction of Colonel Sanders? Is it something that's going on?
I feel like he's using the wrong word. I think that he's trying to say like conceptualize or something, but he's using sexualize.
Or does he think that like they're maybe they're trying to make him look like he's like some kind of like ladies' man?
Like a new sex symbol?
Like a new Dos Equis guy.
Oh.
Well, he does get all the breasts and thighs.
That's true.
My response to Kentucky Fried Chicken blocking me is, do you want to know how to make their chicken?
Oh.
Truly, genuinely, their chicken. This recipe I put together through facts. So let Kentucky Fried Chicken deny this.
Is this like the X-Files music?
Yeah.
What's happening?
If they do, I'll say, prove it. I have facts and receipts to back up my recipe. Show us what yours is.
I mean, does anyone know if this guy's even remotely legitimate?
Who's more out of their mind? The great-great-great-great-great-nephew of Colonel Sanders or Chester Bennington's son or Scott Weiland's son? I feel like they're all going off the deep end.
Oy, oy, oy.
That's a room that I do not want to be in for a party. No. Unless they're bringing chicken, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve this morning? So far, you haven't lost today. Mm. The record stands 309 wins, 98 losses, and 86 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 850.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.